Hey, after today's episode finishes up, be sure to check out my Spotify playlist linked in the show notes. It's full of good music that will help keep the positive energy going throughout your morning. You can listen for free. I'm sure you're going to love it. You're going to dance a little bit, and it's going to put you in a great mood. Again, just follow the link in the show notes to my Spotify playlist. Hey there, welcome to Wake Me Up. I'm your host, Tyler, and I'm so glad to have you here today. It's been said that comparison is the thief of joy, and there is a ton of truth to that statement. When we focus too much on what other people are doing, we lose sight of our own path. But when we focus on our own goals, our own well-being, we're more likely to enjoy our lives, to be authentically ourselves, and to reach our goals. So today and this week, we're going to talk about letting go of comparison. But before we dive in, just take one moment to pause. Notice how your mind and your body feel. Take a deep breath in through the nose. Hold and exhale out of the mouth. A couple more times, in through the nose. Hold and then release. Just let the air fall back out. There's no need to force it. Once more, filling up with air. Hold, and then exhale, release. And if you're in bed, use this moment to roll over, make your way up, and get your day started. The people who are the happiest, the most fulfilled, and usually the most successful in life, it's not because they're the richest. It's not because they have some head start or a special talent. It's because they show up every day and they choose to live life in their own unique way. And you can do that too, by choosing to live this day in your own way. So don't let that opportunity slip by. Now feel free to go about your morning routine, doing whatever it is you like to do, making a cup of coffee, having a quick stretch, or going for a walk. And while you do that, let's circle back to this idea of comparison. When we're talking about comparison, social media is definitely an elephant in the room. We all know how excessive use of social media can decrease our feelings of self-worth. It's easy to feel like we're not enough when we're viewing the highlight reel of everyone else's lives. Social media does have a ton of upsides, but studies show that too much of it is linked to higher levels of anxiety and depression. And a major part of that is the endless comparison that goes on when we're constantly scrolling. Comparison is really just mental chatter. It's that voice in the back of our head that says, "Oh wow, look at so-and-so traveling the world and all happy. Why is my life not like that?" Or maybe the voice says, "So-and-so is such a great speaker," or "They're so pretty," or "They're so rich. I'm not like that." And so the subconscious conclusion from those thoughts is that we're a failure. Every time we make up these stories of unworthiness, we diminish our own value. And worst of all, these stories aren't true. The mental dialogue of comparison continues on and on, until we consciously decide to stop dwelling on others and simply focus on ourselves. When we have a clear direction and purpose, it's much easier to tune out what other people are doing because we simply don't have time to notice. And when we do notice what other people are doing, we're less affected by that sense of comparison. Instead, those negative thoughts can be replaced by positive ones. Being happy for the other person, that can be a great feeling, but oftentimes it's hard to cultivate. So how can we cultivate that healthy sense of being able to relate to others? Well, a major key is having a passion yourself. Think about someone you know who has achieved something spectacular. They likely got there because they were incredibly passionate and driven to reach that goal. They may have had an initial inclination that got them started, but great success at anything doesn't come from talent alone. It has to be earned through hard work. Most likely, there was a period of time where that person didn't care what anyone else was doing or what they were saying. They were focused on themselves and their own goals. And if you want to replicate that in your own life, then you can do the same thing. And that's where we can find real value in looking at others. We can learn from them. We can get ideas and inspiration. Every time we make a decision in life, we gain something and we lose something else. Sometimes that means missing out on things you used to do and making life changes that are different than what you're used to. But the saying goes, anything worth having in life is worth working for. Passion gives us the motivation to work hard, regardless of what it takes to get there. It gives us stamina and stick-to-itiveness. And most of all, true passion and enjoyment give us the focus to let go of comparison and focus on our own freedom to live a life on our own terms, a life that we truly enjoy every moment. If you're happy throughout the day, it's not going to bother you if someone else is having a great life too. You're going to be excited for them. And that's where we can really get down to the root of happiness. It doesn't come from having more or doing more. It comes from appreciation, passion, focus, and determination to live your own unique life. So the next time you find that you're comparing yourself to someone else, try to catch yourself in the act and just notice what story you're telling yourself. Then take a step back and notice whether what you're comparing to is something you actually want. If it is, then there's something to be learned there. You can get inspiration or ideas from this other person. But just because they're already doing something you wish you were doing doesn't make you any less worthy. We all have our own path. We started at a different point A, and we all want to reach a different point B. And we're making our way there on different timelines. So when you catch yourself in comparison, take a step back and a moment to remember everything you're grateful for in your life. Remember the things you have achieved, how far you've come, and all of the excitement that lies ahead of you. Make those stories about your own journey the center of your focus. Don't lose sight of who you are or who you're working to be. The truth is that joy and happiness live within you at all times. And you get to choose to let that joy shine through by being your unique, authentic self. So stop worrying about what everyone else is doing and how fast they may be getting there. Focus on your own journey, on your own desires, on the things that you do have, and spend your time doing those things that make you happy. If you do that, then comparison with others is never going to bother you. You're going to be happy for everyone else's successes. But most of all, you'll be happy for your own. When you remember that everyone has their own path and their own timeline, it becomes clear who your real competition is. It's yourself. If you're improving every day, then you already are living a fantastic life. We can learn a lot from other people, but comparing ourselves to them isn't helpful. The only person worth comparing ourselves to is who we were yesterday. Well, that's all for now. Thanks so much for tuning in and joining me here this morning. I hope this episode has you excited to be your authentic self. You truly are unique, and the world needs you to be who you are. So go out and be yourself today. I'll be back for a gratitude meditation tomorrow that will help us let go of comparison. So I hope to see you there. Until then, go out and have an absolutely fantastic day.